Yeah, he's ready. This is Dr. Mahaly, caring for the patient Alice Casper, medical records 143485, date of birth 9/3/1958. Referring physician Dr. Shazia, Shazia Nazir, Nasir. Procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, start of the procedure June 1st, 2022. Indication, C3 colon polyp, follow up on piecemeal removal from polypectomy in 2021. Postop diagnosis, impression one, a tattoo was noted in the ascending colon with no polyp procedure. Number two, internal hemorrhage, three, anastomosis noted in the rectal sigmoid colon. Next number, diverticulosis coli. Next number, three, colon polyps removed, paragraph. Death of insertion, cecum, complications non immediately. Medication as per monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes. Preparation was good, paragraph. Open procedure as per colonoscopy template, paragraph. Findings in rectum, internal hemorrhage grade one, period. In the rectum, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, paragraph. In the rectal sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, paragraph. And anastomosis was noted. The rectal sigmoid colon, appears patent and normal, period, paragraph. There's a single diverticula noted in the sigmoid colon, period, paragraph. The rest of the sigmoid descending colon appear normal, period, paragraph. Sphincter flexure appear normal, period, paragraph. Transverse colon appear normal, period, paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, period, paragraph. In the ascending colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, period. In the ascending colon, there's a tattoo noted. No polyp procedure was seen in the area of the tattoo. Cecum appear normal, pair paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.